What it do, y'all? Broadcasting live from the north side. I mean, we usually say the east side, on the north side. And I'm in a new place doing some new things, and I'm just enjoying this. This is Valentine's 2, new relationships on the move. Folks, since we last talked, you know, the person that I dealt with was kind of in a so-called stalker's mood to me, you know, and it was really like a relationship type thing. It started off as a friendship type thing, and things were working, you know, started out working, but then somewhere down the line, you know, something popped up in the lady's head, and she started reliving her past, like, and it kind of spoiled the moment. So, you know, I'm currently in the process of writing a script for Chicago, you know, which probably will be aired down there probably in the summer. So I'm working on a skit. So I just thought I'd just throw that out there. We're going to start off with Jagged Edge.
All right. Coming live on the east side, just chilling, doing what we do. Coming live on Squiggy.com, Experience Post. LC. Let's get it, man. We're going to do it with Jagged Edge tonight. We're kicking two songs and we're going home on the microphone. This is for my girl KJ. K to the J, this is for you. You know, you hear this after the broadcast. So this is what I'm feeling. All right, let's do it. It's my own mix. Let's get it with Jagged Edge. Let's get married.
I got
happy
with that.
Over here, remarkable, so deaf remix. J E y'all, Run DMC to the beach, y'all. And me, y'all know my name. Come on.
See, first of all, yeah. I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this.
What?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart.
Yeah.
Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start?
Alright, we going in. We're stepping in that love.
Yeah, it's the Pied Piper on BR. Whoa. Follow me. Chicago and them. Don Juan and them. This is for y'all. Remix.
That I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight. And I know somebody's gonna celebrate tonight.
Hey, Jennifer, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Adrian? Sitting back, relaxing.
It's Friday. Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
I know, right? TGIF?
Yes.
Yeah, we just, you know, we still talking about new relationships. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? And you know, new people, new visions, you know, new heights, new direction, really. What's your take on that?
Oh, God. Well, I just think a good relationship is hard to find. So, you know, me, myself, I've been sitting here just relaxing for about, I don't know, a couple of years now. You know, I've had some tough relationships myself. I don't know. I just think you really just got to pray about, you know, that type of thing. Like, if you want that person to come your way or just to be in the right place at the right time to meet that person, because there's so many people out here that's just about all kinds of stuff that, you know, you don't want to get entangled with. It's just, I don't know. It's a job. Relationships is a job, for real.
Yes, it is. You know, because you know, I feel like it's more of a tag team type thing to me. You know what I'm saying? When one situation come up and it's too tough, you know what I'm saying? Then I got to call on you. You know what I'm saying? As a partner to come in and do some things. You know what I'm saying? And you
right.
know, just kind of arrest some things. You know? And you're right. You know, people do need to pray. You know,
yes.
when they're doing stuff because. You know, God answers everything, including relationships, you know what I mean?
Making sure we make the right decisions.
Exactly.
Yes.
We can't make it without him.
No, we cannot. I gotta pray every day in the car before I go to work. Gotta pray. Because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he got everything.
You know, I'm more focused now on writing, you know. I really thinking about the thing that I went through on Valentine. I'm actually in the process of writing it, you know, up for Taps Entertainment down in Chicago. It's a TV and publishing place, you know. And
right.
you know, who knows? You know, we might be able to. You know, travel down and do whenever she gives the date and everything, you know, I'm going to have it sent out where it be patent and copyright and stuff like that, of course. But, I mean, you gotta help somebody else now, you know. Well, you go through a lot of stuff and you go through a lot of different relationships and you dealt with the crazies, like that movie, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
you know,
right.
you really need to reconsider you know, the people that you choose to be your mate and all that stuff.
Yes. Because it's so hard. And then, like, you could be in a relationship tied up for so many years. And then you wind up breaking that relationship off. And then you wind up all emotionally scarred and damaged. And that's why it's so important to, you know, really make the right decisions, you know. If you see something wrong with that person at the beginning, I'm telling you, don't think he or she going to change because it ain't going to happen. You got to accept the full pack.
You know, I really feel that that kind of stuff has to happen with people. That stuff has to happen with people that you really care about and want to deal with, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, look at the relationships you were going through, you know, like Miss Biscuit or Biscuit Head. Oh, my God. She was like, oh, my God, she was terrible. I mean, like, where'd you find her? Like, I don't mean to say found, but where'd you find her?
You don't really want to know. Like, you know, sometimes people you can meet in strange places, the bus, you know, the mall, you know. I'd rather not say, you know, it was just an odd time, you know what I'm saying? Just going through some stuff at the time, and we met, you know, she was dealing with some things, and we ended up talking to each other, and it just turned out to be just the way it did, you know. But I've learned that, in spite of all that, you know, I had to learn to look past everything that she was talking about and doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I don't know. It just brings another question. Like, you date so much and, you know, and you go through so many relationships because the previous one wasn't exactly what you wanted or ended up not being, you know, the best thing for you. And you start asking yourself, what do men really want, or what do women really want? What they looking for? You know, they lonely, but they want somebody to be with. They get with somebody, and it's just, it's just a headache. You know, I seen this couple like years ago, and every time I see them around town, they holding hands, they snuggled up. You can really tell that they love each other. I want to take a picture. Seriously, because I've been watching them for years and nothing changed about them. Nothing. They were still those same people I saw you know, years ago, and when I had seen them, you know, years later, they were still the same people. I just couldn't believe it. Like, you don't see that no more. You just don't see it no more with a lot of people. And I want to ask them, what do y'all have? Like, oh, my goodness, what is it? You know, because you get like that with, like, a person you first get with. That's the honeymoon stage. You all in love. I love, love, love him, and I love, love, love her. You know, that's the kind of attitude you have at the very beginning. But after a while, when you start seeing, you know, or whatever, then it's not like that anymore. But they carried this on for so long. I just thought it was cute. It was amazing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, send me something like that, you know, eventually, you know, when I'm ready for it. Because it was just, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And they're still like that today, you know.
Right. But, you know, I feel like this too, you know. You know, I got a new friend, you know. Nessa, what's up? I know you're going to listen to this. You're down in Arkansas, you know.
You got a good man, girl. You better keep him.
Yeah, she's sweet. You know what I'm saying? And I really dig her. You know, she's cool people. And, you know, she's encouraged me to do some things. She goes to church and stuff. And, you know, I know she's probably a prayer warrior. So, you know, I'm just trying to do something new and different, you know. And just trying to keep a well put together friendship, you know.
Right.
You
I
know,
think that's so important.
Yeah, I mean, people should start off as friends, you know. And I think where we get in trouble is when we start messing around first and then...
Become sexually active because you blinded. Like, your vision is tainted. You don't see nothing. You like, oh, man, you know, you see the flaws, but the thing was good. So you like, man, you know.
Oh,
so you
Lord.
Got you go like, man, forget that. I don't care. Shoot, you get to letting him do stuff you normally don't, especially if he put it down. Shoot, you just excuse all kind of stuff and make all kind of excuses. Be like, he going to change. No, he ain't. No, he ain't. Yeah.
Well,
that's what I call digmatized.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. If that was the case, I would have been gone a long time ago there. Cause I'm trying to tell you, you know, you got some good women out here that got some good things going on with themselves, but it just seems like they sometimes their demeanor, you know what I'm saying, their soul or something is messed up, you know, and it's rough, you know, to actually. You know, just, you know, deal with them on that kind of level. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, it's just too much going on with that. You know, like, you have to be patient with people. You know, and I'm learning that. You know, you have to be patient with people, you know, when you're doing things.
Right.
You know, because otherwise, it's not going to turn out as good as you think it's going to be, you know?
Right.
And I'm thankful because I'm learning to let go and let God, you know, like, seriously, like, I'm not trying to rush into anything. I'm not trying to fight a whole bunch of stuff, you know, that kind of crap. I'm not trying to do none of that, you know. I don't like arguing with people. I hate it.
I will argue. I used to be the type that I argue in a minute. I learned to keep my mouth shut. You know, let the man be the man. But if you say something real, real crazy, you know, my reflexes, you know, I go, hold on, you know. But I don't know. I don't know. Nowadays, I'm more laid back, a little older. I'm mellow, you know. Children definitely teach you patience because you have to be patient with children, especially the little ones, you know. And when they become teenagers, you got to be patient because they send you through a lot. But, I don't know. Picking and choosing these relationships is just crazy. I hear so many men and women, they find that person, you know, for the first time, they so happy, they tell you all about them and give it about a week or two. They got a whole nother different story. I'm telling
you. Yeah.
Yes. Everybody I know, oh my goodness, I just love him, or oh, I just like her so much, and oh my goodness, a week later, so it's just it's like they're talking about a whole other different person. I'm like, oh, did y'all sleep together? Why you, you know, what happened? Because that's, you know, it blinds you. It really does. I mean, I think when you get into a relationship and you really like a person, I mean, wait to have sex with them or whatever, because you don't want to be blinded. You know, you want to see them for who they are straight through. You don't want to give no excuses because the thing was good or anything like that. But, you know, you want to really have an open eye on it, you know. And if it's not working out for you, then you can move on, you know. You won't feel too bad about it, you know.
Well, I feel this, too, that, you know, people should at least try to hold on till they get married, too. You know, I think a lot of times we get away from, they call it the Christian value thing, but I think this is probably why God probably set them boundaries, because he knew that when you get so many soul ties with people, it kind of drives you kind of nuts. And then people begin to, you know, try to play with your mind and stuff because they know they got feelings for you and you got feelings for them. And so they try to run this so-called game on you, you know,
right,
to try to persuade you to do what they want you to do or be in control of them. And that's not the way God meant it to be. God meant it for us, you know, as individuals and as a couple to back each other up. And, you know, it's a 50-50 thing. That's what I'm trying to say. A lot of people want to be like 60-40, you know, 70-30, you know, type stuff. But it's not. That's not a relationship. That's an association. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when you operate in a relationship and you head towards that way, you got to grow. You got to build this thing. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't build it correctly, then it goes to the left.
Right. Well, I think one of the things that I listened to by Juanita Byman, No More Sheets, who was very interesting, is that she said that she prayed to God, you know, for somebody or to send her somebody, and God told her that she was already married. She was like, wait a minute, I ain't walked down the aisle or nothing like that. I mean, what you mean? That's because all the people she had slept with, she had their souls, you know, she was connected to them. She was joined together with them. You know, being one spiritually, you know, and I was like, oh my goodness, and that to me, oh, it said a lot. It just said so much, you know. It explained a lot of things to me, but you know, it's just important to, you know, keep yourself celibate. If you find somebody you really, really like, you know, ask God about this person. Is this the person that's for me? You know, if it's not, can you please, you know, show me, give me some guidance, you know, let me know. You know, something like that, because, I mean, we got to, whether we want to or not, we really have to take God everywhere we go. We have to, you know, pray about things like relationships. I mean, you think you pray for, you know, a miracle with your job or, you know, things like that, but it's so important, even choosing a person or a person choosing you, you want to make sure that that's the person for you and that God wants you to be with that person. And if that person has any flaws or anything that's not acceptable to you, you want to make sure God lets you see that, but you won't be able to see it if you are sexually active with that person because you like them or you infatuated by them or they look good or they doing something you like. No. No. That's wasting time.
I agree. I mean,
I've lived it, you know, and I know you have.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that, you know, now, you know, getting older, I'm learning that, you know, people's emotions and stuff are important. You know, their feelings are important. And, you know, I'm not just saying it just to say that, but, you know, it's a level of respect, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that we could, you know, get along better if people would just learn how to, you know, respect each other's boundaries and even their space. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you working and got kids and stuff. You know, sometimes a female be tired. You know, if she's doing both jobs. You know what I'm saying? She's playing a man and a woman in the crib. You know what I'm saying? You give her time to rest. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, even with government bills, the same way with a man. If he, I feel if he's working hard And, you know, he's worthy of that honor. That's what I'm saying. She's worthy of that honor, especially if they're doing something constructive. But a lot of times you get people that's haters and do, and they don't want to admit the truth, you know?
Right. Well, I think one of the most amazing things that we can have, you know, for each other is, you know, as men and women, you know, we should motivate each other to our highest potential. You know, it's just, you know, we shouldn't be afraid to let each other shine, encourage each other, you know, to make it, because if they make it, you make it. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? Some people don't want to, you know, some people don't want to see you grow, you know?
Right. You can actually get with somebody that don't want to see you make it in life. That's a horrible mm-hmm. person to be connected to. They don't want to see you reach anything, you know, especially if they down, they want to keep you down. So it's so important
right.
to, you know, have somebody that's really in your corner, really, you know, team whoever, you know, encouraging you, wanting you to make it, wanting you to, you know, fulfill your dreams and stuff like that. That is so important, you know, saying things that are encouraging, you know, helping. That is so important, because I know so many women, you know, they want to go back to school, but their spouse, you know, because they've only gone so far in their education, they don't want to see them make it, you know. And every time they go to school and come back, their spouse is mad with an attitude, went out there cheating because he's mad. You know, it's crazy. It is so crazy.
Oh, yeah. I know we've got like 8 minutes in the hour, but, you know, what I'm finding out is, you know, I'm going to keep praying and moving forward, you know. I'm not going to let my past hold me back, you know what I mean? There's too much God has invested too much in me and in you, you know, to stay stuck in limbo land, you know what I'm saying? I don't have time for that, you know. I mean, God got something better and greater for us out here for us to do, and he's not going to allow us to sell any and everything. That's not legitimate, feel me?
Right. I think first it's just important just to have that relationship with him. You know, that is so important, just to be close to him, have that relationship with him, talk to him, you know, all the time, you know. Because if you have a relationship with him, then he'll guide you. If you're not talking to him and you're not, you know, reading scriptures or, you know, all the love letters and the scriptures that he leaves for us, and, you know, if you're not reading or speaking to God, then it's hard for you to be guided, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important, you know, because, you know, this world has been here way before we have. So, you know, God created it. He knows what's in it. He knows what's in it. So, you know, he is God. So it's important that we do have, it's just so important to have that relationship with him, because then you'll make better decisions. You know, you'll be a better mm-hmm. person as well. You know, God told me a couple times, I tried to talk to somebody, I swear he shouted to my spirit, no. And you know what I did? Well, I'm going to talk to him anyway. And it was a disaster. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, be obedient.
I'm telling you, because you know what?
Be obedient.
Sometimes when you don't listen to that little small voice that's telling you no, man, sometimes you be headed for trouble anyway, because basically God knows what you need before you even ask him. So if he sees something that you were close to, that's just like a case in point. You know, I know we got a couple minutes. And, you got about 4 minutes in the hour, but I remember back here in the beginning of the year, I was supposed to, you know, kind of chilled out. I went and rested and stuff, but it's so cold. I decided I was going to take this limbo leave because of the wind, and I ended up paying for it. And I heard the voice say, don't do it. But by the time it seemed like it came so late, I was like, I overrided the voice. You know what I'm saying? And then I ended up getting in trouble. But God, later on, he fixed it. He didn't hold it in. He didn't hold nothing against me because I did.
Amen.
I didn't listen. You know what I'm saying? And that's the kind of love of God he is. You know what I'm saying? He loves us even when we mess up, you know. And I just want to say that. I'm not saying to use that as an excuse to transgress against him all the time. Because God got another side to him. He will whip you down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
only
saying,
the ones,
you know,
he loves.
Like bad
the
ones
he loves, he will.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, he's a loving father. You know what I mean? I have to say this. I got to testify to this. That, you know, back here some time ago, I had a doctor's appointment, and my doctor, she looked through all my records. I was sick with some things, and, you know, it was amazingly when she got to me that the step that I went through, you know, she pronounced me healed. But just this past Tuesday and Wednesday, I went to an eye doctor, and there was something going on in my eye that I didn't know about. I think it was due to being, you know, studying on computers so much. But she said that's going to be corrected. But what she told me, that she pronounced my eyes already healed. You know, so when she looked through everything, you know what I'm saying, the whole eye examination, she didn't find no diseases or none of that in my eyes. She said everything in the back of my eye from the pupil on down was healthy. So I'm just saying this, you know, people, if y'all listen to this, you know, y'all got to step out on faith to trust God for everything, not just your relationships, but your healing and everything else. So if you're sick, you know, the scripture says, by stripes we are healed. Now, you got to take that word and use it, you know, and don't second guess it, because when you second guess, you tie God's hands when you do that, you know. So
right.
I just wanted to throw that in there.
Amen.
Hey, but we got 2 minutes, you know what I'm saying? We want to listen to our prayer book. You got Josie on here. You got R. Kelly. Which one you want to listen to?
Let's do R. Kelly. We had Jodeci last time.
I know, right? Let's step in the middle of love. This is about Valentine's part two, y'all. All right?
All right.
Follow me. Chicago and them. Don Juan and them. This is for y'all. Remix.
That I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight somewhere. And I know somebody's gonna celebrate tonight somewhere. I know. Gonna put on my dancing shoes,
and I'ma hit the door,
and go out and step the whole night through.
Up in the name of love,
I'm gonna.
Up in the name of love,
then I'm gonna.
Up in the name of love,
oh yeah.
Up in the name of love,
I'm gonna step.
Up in the name of love,
woo.
Up in the name of love,
in the name of
ooh,
love.
In the name of love.
Yeah. Breaking out the champagne somewhere, and you can be sure that
be sure
somebody's gonna make love night until the day. Oh, one thing
for sure,
I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes,
and I'ma hit the door,
and go out and step the whole night through.
Hey, I want to say this, folks,
hey.
You know what I'm saying? If you step in the name of love,
in the name of love,
yeah.
In the name of love.
We got 10 seconds here, but, you know, while we're
all
going
right.
off, we want to try to have a blessed holiday, not holiday, a blessed weekend.
That's TGIF
right. And all that good stuff, you know?
Have
Prince,
fun
you
on
got
Friday.
Anything else to say? Yeah.
thank you all for listening. I mean, it's been wonderful just being able to talk to you all and giving words of wisdom if we can, and, you know, Have a good Friday. On into Saturday.
Hey, I'm going to say this, too. This is my other partner to New Spirit Post Productions. And you might see us on Make TV soon. So, you know, you be blessed and step in the name of love.
That's right.
Right. It's a good song. Yeah, Jennifer.
Yes.
You can check me out on YouTube, too.
Look, Adrian, you got to give me the information to look up everything all over again because I wrote it down and I don't know where it's at.
Well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get that to you when I'm on my way out to do it.
Okay. All right.
All right, we out of here, folks. Have a blessed weekend. Peace.
All right.
All right.
Yep.
I'm going to hit you in a few.
Okay, all right.
For sure. Bye.